alley. That's now how about behind the building?
That's what I was talking about. The alley would be behind the building. Behind or both. I don't know. Okay. It could be in between.
All right. Now, what do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced?
Vacant lot.
What about a smaller area in a neighborhood where children play or where trash is in
the vacant lot?
Now, if you want to get a drink of water in a public building,
Water fountain.
All right. Now, name some different kinds of cars and trucks. We're not looking for corporation names or their models.
Do you want?
Well, things like the different kinds of cars and trucks in terms of body style.
Okay, sports car, sedan, race car, station wagon, pickup truck, van.
What about that the kind of old-fashioned car?
Antique.
Two seats. Had no back seat and had a
rumble seat.
Might have had a rumble seat.
Model T, I don't know.
Well, now, you talk about a sports car, that usually has two bucket seats.
Right.
Well, this would be just that one bench seat, you know, one.
I don't know.
How about the word coupe?
Yeah, I've heard coupe.
How about a car with just two doors?
Two door.
Or four doors.
Four door.
Do you have any name for a large, pretentious sedan?
Luxury car.
Yeah, any kind of slang names for that?
I can't think of any.
Okay. Now, a small delivery truck. There are a couple of different kinds, but the kind they have on farms. Open load bed in the back.
Van, I don't know what you want.
No, this is just a little truck. It's kind of a little truck.
Pickup truck.
Sure. Now, how about the kind that's closed in the back? You'd call that the van?
Yeah.
The pickup truck would be open in the back. All right. Now, how about a large, the kind of, instead of taking a cab to the airport, you might take a
limousine.
All right. And what kind of public transportation do they have in that?
Buses.
Now, on the car, when you're sitting behind the wheel, that thing that has all of the
dashboard.
All right, and the thing over on the right, a little thing on the right, on the dashboard that has a latch and a lock for keeping maps.
Yeah, glove compartment.
All right, now what might you, if you had some maps in there, what might you stretch around several maps to keep them together?
Rubber band.
All right, and if you had just a few sheets of information to put in the glove compartment, what might you keep them together?
Envelope.
A little
paper clip.
Yeah. And where do you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
And the thing you step on to make the car go faster?
Accelerator.
And if you don't have an automatic transmission, you have a
gear shift.
All right. Are there different kinds of sticks on the gear shift?
Yeah.
What are some of them?
Four gears, reverse four gears, five gears.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have a name for it if the stick or bar is up on the wheel or is on the floor.
Four on the floor. That's what they call it. They don't make any cars now. I don't believe it has the gear shift with the clutch on the steering wheel.
Okay. Now, if you're driving in a residential district, they sometimes, in a housing complex or something, you often must gear down or slow down because they put these humps on the street.
Speed breakers.
Right. Now, these are some different kinds of cars, trucks, and aircraft used by the fire and police departments. What do you call the general kind of truck that the fire department has?
Fire engine.
All right. And the kind that they use, what are some other kinds of fire trucks?
The station wagon for the fire. I've seen them in just a regular police car for the fire department.
All right. Do you have something you call pumper trucks?
That's on the fire engine, I think.
Okay. Now, how about a truck that carries the big
ladders?
Yeah, what's that called?
Well, they have all those in one big, huge truck. Ladder on the truck.
Yeah, what do they call it? You still just call that a fire
engine?
How about, does your fire department have one of those large trucks with an aerial hose on it that goes up in the air?